Oak session number 12278, reel 4.
The whole area was covered with bodies and floating in the water, and shortly afterwards a destroyer flotilla appeared and started picking these up. We had dived by the time they arrived, but we weren't then quite sure what to do, and decided not, in fact, to attack these ships, because we thought that this was not quite the right thing to do in the circumstances.
You mean you thought it would be immoral?
Immoral. We were then sent off towards the Bay of Naples again, and there a convoy escorted came through. We went in to attack this convoy, and although we fired a complete salvo at it, no torpedo went off. And then by that time we had used, in fact, all our torpedoes up, and we went back to the depot ship.
What date were these attacks, or which month?
Well, this is just after the landings in Sicily, I think.
July 1914.
Yeah. We went back to Algiers, and there we took up our three commandos again, and went up to, we were sent up to Genoa, and there they were put ashore to go and wreck a German camp which is on, up and on top of the cliffs by Genoa. We had to go through a minefield to get there, so we had to be fairly deep to get in shore. We got in shore, landed them, they did their job. And then came back to us, and we dived under the minefield again, came up the other side of it, and shortly after that one ship with an escort came by, and we fired a torpedo at that, and this again didn't go off. We then went to the Elba to see if there was anything in the bay in Elba Island, and found nothing there. Then went across to Bastia, and while we were going into Bastia, a team of anti-submarine vessels came out, and we went down to pass underneath them, and arrived on the bottom of the bay in Bastia, and trying to just stop on the bottom in the mud, we found that our pump wouldn't work. So we just wanted to pump a little water out to get the balance to come up again. We found it wouldn't work. However, they apparently knew that we were there. They swept for us with wires, and we heard the wires crossing the submarine, and then we heard two bumps as two depth charges came down on the keel underneath, and these went off, and a lot of paint and cork came down off the deckhead. However, the two depth charges lifted us off the bottom. The pump then came into action, and we were able to just to move round and move out of Bastia. We then went down, told to go back towards Algiers. We went round down through the Bay of Naples. We saw two landing craft steaming towards North Africa, and we attacked these with gunfire and sank the pair of them.
Can you describe what it looked like? The sinking of the landing craft.
They just both went up in flames and disappeared. We searched around to see if there were any survivors, and we didn't see any. Then an aircraft appeared overhead, so we thought we'd better dive and leave. As a matter of interest, since about 3 years ago, I had a letter from a German now living in Ireland, who was on one of the landing craft, and he said he'd been shouting and waving at us in the water, and he couldn't understand why we'd dived and left him there. However, he must have been seen also by the aircraft and picked up afterwards.
Is it easy to miss such people?
Well, I think it is very easy. I mean, we're much more involved in looking after the submarine, and you know, although somebody might be looking at it just as the second before the submarine goes down, well, I'm afraid that's one of those things.
Which month would this have been?
We're getting on into August, I think, July and August.
Do you remember anything about those commandos that you landed at Genoa?
It's the same three that we've had the whole time, who were Courtney, Livingston and Foote.
This is Major Jimmy Foote?
Yeah. Having got back to Algiers, it's about this time that the invasion of Sardinia took place, and we were sent off with a team to land at the north coast of Sardinia with the SOE team, and this we did. We didn't have to pick them up, and so we then came back to Algiers, and then were told to go to Beirut. So we went to Malta first, and from Malta set off towards Beirut. We did a patrol in just south of Athens, and there we were picked up by a German anti-submarine vessel, and we both followed each other around for most of the daylight. I don't think he actually picked us up at all, and we were just keeping our distance from him, trying to get into a position where we might be able to attack him, but we didn't really have much success. And then that night we went on south of Crete. And as we approached there, we came in contact with a very large schooner, and we attacked that with gunfire and went alongside it and took off a number of Germans who'd just been relieved from one of the Greek islands, and they were being taken back to Athens to go on leave home. We took them all off and into the submarine, and then went on to this island. Again, I can't remember its name. And having got there, there was a seaplane alongside the jetty there. We fired a torpedo at that, and that went off and destroyed the seaplane, And then we saw a gun mounting on the side of the bay, and we surfaced and fired at that. And after about four shots, their gun was manned, and they started shooting back at us. So we dived and went on back onto our journey to... the Lebanon, Beirut. We arrived in Beirut and went ashore and reported to the Captain SM. Then I got sandfly fever. And
which month is this?
We must be getting on to November now, in 1943. When I'd recovered from that, we were sent off to go to... originally, we were being sent into the Black Sea to see whether there was any activity in that area. However, fortunately, long before we got there, we were turned round and told to go back home to the United Kingdom.
How did you feel about operating in the Black Sea?
I think we were a little worried.
How would you have got through the Dardanelles?
On the surface, probably, at night.
Hoping that the Turks wouldn't stop you.
That's right.
Had some arrangement been come to... Had the British come to an agreement with the Turks?
Not that I know of. Anyway, we started off on our way home. We stopped in Algiers to collect the rest of our own personal things from the depot ship.
When is this?
This is December 1943. And we arrived home shortly before Christmas in Chatham for a complete refit. As we arrived, I was told to go and report to the United States Embassy and the Canadian, whatever theirs is, not an embassy, but it's
High Commission.
And I went to have a brief word with both the American ambassador and the Canadian. And at the end of it, they both said, "Well, you'll do." And I said, what am I doing for?" And they said, "Well, you're about to go on a talking tour in America and Canada."
To talk about what?
To just talk about war experiences. He said, that's what I thought. But it didn't quite turn out that way. However, I left the submarine. I was sent up to join another S boat up in the Clyde, who was going to go across to America for a refit. I'm afraid I can't remember the name of the submarine, but we had a very easy passage across to America. We arrived at the American submarine base and then went down to Philadelphia, where the submarine was going to be taken in hand. At Philadelphia, I handed the submarine over for the refit, and then I was met by somebody from one of the U.S. radio channels, and he took me for a drink in Philadelphia, and from there, we were very unpopular because it was in a German area of Philadelphia. from there, we went on to New York, where I was given a sheet of paper to read on the same network, at the end of which they gave me $200, I think. And then I started doing a talking tour. I had about, I think, 3 days in America, then went across to Ottawa. And from Ottawa, I went first out to the East Coast, and then all the way across Canada to Vancouver Island, and back again with three talks a day, every day.
How did it suit you to be out of the war?
Well, it was a very pleasant period, and particularly as I'd just become engaged to my wife, and this apparently had appeared in local papers in New York, and as a result of which some bright young thing took me to Saks Fifth Avenue and said, now get everything that your wife wants to get married in. So we got material for the dress and everything else that she required. And then in Canada I had no very much the same treatment, excepting wherever the quintuplets came from. I had to talk to a large audience of women, and the good lady in the front, just to set me off, got up and said, young man, don't be nervous. We don't care what you want to say. All we want to do is sit and look at you. Which I thought was very unkind. However, I had a very good time going across America and back, and Canada and back. And at the end of which, I went back to New York and got on board the Queen Mary and came back to England in Queen Mary.
What stage of 44 would this have been?
Comes June, I would think. From there, I was appointed to on the staff of Flag Officer Submarines. And in 19... about a month before the end of the war in Europe, I was appointed to another T-class submarine, Thermopylae. And I'd just finished working up Thermopylae when we were due to go out to the Far East, when the end of the war in Europe came, and they didn't want so many submarines then. So Thermopylae and some 33 other submarines were put into reserve, and I took them one after another from the Clyde down to Chatham and Portsmouth to put into reserve. And that's where my war finished.